big fan of my first guest. Very funny actor, writer, and comedian. Currently see him starring with Sir Anthony Hopkins and Judy Dench in Deuce Bigelow, European Gigolo, which is playing at a theater near you right now. He'll also be performing in Atlantic City, the Borgata, on September 10th, and in Connecticut, the Mohegan Sun. He's hitting all the casinos. From the 14th through the 17th, please welcome the lovely Norm Macdonald, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, I'm fine. I'm happy. Yeah. How are you doing? I got a bushy mustache.
Yeah.
Oh, man, I'm happy.
You like it? Yeah,
I got it for a motion picture, you know?
Yeah.
And I haven't got the motion picture yet, but I know that motion picture, like, producers and directors are always looking for a dude with a bushy mustache.
Yeah, is that right?
Yeah, it's a little career move.
Yeah, well, that's good. I mentioned it.
How manly does that look?
It does look manly. It does look very manly. You don't see any women with those. Well, not in this country, but yeah. So it would be manly.
Yeah.
Now, I mentioned that you were starring with Sir Anthony Hopkins and Judy Dench.
Yeah.
Nobody got it. In Deuce Bigelow. Yeah. You shot that where? In Amsterdam?
Oh, Amsterdam, yeah.
What was that like?
Oh, man, I was so excited to go to Amsterdam because my dad served in WW2, the big one, you know?
Right.
And he liberated the joint.
Really?
Yeah, from the grip of Hitler's icy hand.
Right. Yeah.
And so I was happy to go back, you know. And, oh, my God, I don't know if you've ever been there, but, man, my dad would be spinning in his grave if he ever saw what was going on there now. Just a den of filth.
Wow.
They got prostitutes that you can go and for free, but it's legal.
Yeah.
They allow you to go to prostitutes. And then drugs, everyone's doing legal drugs.
Right.
And that's not Mike. I don't cotton to that.
You don't cotton to that, no.
Nah, man. I'm from the time, let me tell you something, Jim. I'm from the time, I remember when pot was something you cooked your eggs in.
Yes.
I remember when hash was something you were made out of corned beef.
Yes. Exactly.
I remember when acid was something you threw in a guy's face when he made a pass at your wife.
Right. Exactly. Where are those days? Well, yeah.
I remember.
Yeah, exactly.
I remember ecstasy when it was just the feeling you had when you threw that vile acid in the guy's face.
Yeah. So these prostitutes are everywhere.
Oh, my Lord.
Yeah.
It's.
Did you talk to any of them?
No, man. I'm uncomfortable with ladies as it is, let alone ladies that are willing to have sex with me.
Yeah. See, you would not want to date any woman that'd be willing to have sex with you. Is that what you're saying?
Well, they're not.
That's not your kind of woman.
They're not really willing, you know, because you have to pay them cash.
Right.
And then
they don't take credit cards or anything.
I don't know. I didn't go looking.
Oh, well, but the way you said it, they said cash, like you were pissed they wouldn't take your card.
No. I'm against prostitution.
Oh, you're against it?
Because I think it's the one thing that you should not sell is love.
Oh. Now I have to applaud. And it is love. You are in love when you go to a prostitute. Suppose you love the prostitute. Is that okay then?
Well, then there would be no transaction.
Yeah, there would be no transaction. Now, I heard you got arrested.
Well, no, I didn't get arrested.
Was it because of love?
No, this is what happened. I was on the set.
Yeah.
Like the movie set. The
movie set.
Like this, that means for people that aren't familiar with it, that's where you do the movie.
Right.
So I was on the movie set, so I'm going home to, not home, but to the hotel, right?
Right?
It's the middle of the night, and I don't know where I'm going, and it's, you know, Holland, and so I'm
and
walking.
It's dark.
It's dark, and I'm walking, and there's some people around, and I'm asking them, but they're all foreigners, you know?
Yeah.
So I don't know how to get, finally, I see my hotel. It takes me forever. But the stoplight, like, was red, right? So I had to stop, you know? So I'm waiting, and you ever been where it never changes?
Yeah.
You know, so I'm standing there, like, forever, and the light never turns green or anything. And I'm like, what the deuce, you know?
Yeah.
And
so you were pretty mad to say what the deuce.
Yeah. Well, the deuce is the devil.
Yeah, the devil. Yeah.
I didn't want to.
Yeah, you know.
I said, what the devil is going on here, you know? And so finally, I said, this is crazy. There's no cars coming by or anything like that. So I go, all right, I'll just, you know, walk across the red light and get to my hotel, right? So I walk across the red light. Just at that moment, a policeman comes in a bicycle, right? And so he stops on his bicycle, and he's like, you can't cross the red light, you know, in his crazy accent. That's not the accent, but I can't do it.
It's just a crazy way they talk over there,
yeah. You can't, you know, do that to cross the light. And I'm going, what? Are you guys, are you crazy? I'm like, your whole city's a bunch of drug addicted horror people, you know?
This is why Americans are so loved around the world. But I got
all of a sudden I'm the criminal.
Yeah.
And then I remind him, I said, if it wasn't for my dad, you wouldn't have the freedom to.
I tell you what.
It wasn't, if my dad hadn't liberated that country, that guy wouldn't be riding around in his fruity bicycle. I'll tell you that. He'd be wearing a little Hitler mustache, and, you know, not a big, super cool, bushy one like mine.
Yeah. Look, we'll take a break. More wisdom from Norm right after this.